The small town of Winnsboro, South Carolina, hosted a lot of people eager to witness a total solar eclipse yesterday. They came to the town just north of Columbia from around the country. After all, it had NASA's stamp of approval for viewing the eclipse. WFAE's Alex Olgan took in the rare event with several hundred people there.
At 2:41 yesterday afternoon, the moon briefly blocked the sun. More than 300 people gazed at the eclipse with protective eyewear. Some were sitting on lawn chairs, others sprawled out on blankets. Kids had their makeshift eclipse viewers made out of cereal boxes. They came to Winnsboro, a NASA-approved site, because it was in the path of totality, with an unobstructed view of the rare event, and was hosted by an astronomer from Davidson College. Ken Terry and his wife made the one-hour drive from Fort Mill. It was her birthday.
Start getting dark, and then you can start hearing the insects and things do the evening rituals. It was pretty cool. And then as it got darker and darker, it got cooler and cooler, and it was just so very exciting.
The temperature dropped about 10 degrees. Chris McKenzie is from New York. He dropped his daughter off at Davidson College and took a detour to Winnsboro to see this site.
It's sort of a blue haze over the entire field as it settles in, and then to look up and see this black hole where the sun is supposed to be is pretty remarkable thing to watch.
The crowd's conclusion?
That was amazing!
What amazed Candy Jackson is how many people the eclipse brought to her hometown of 3,500.
It's just unreal to me, yeah. Never had this many tourists in Winnsboro, I don't think. This would be a record.
She's a cashier at the Barn Express Buffet. She says yesterday was probably the restaurant's busiest day ever. A whole swath of South Carolina fell into what's called the path of totality. People had their reasons for choosing Winnsboro. Some said they thought it would be less busy than nearby Columbia, another prime viewing spot. For Angelique Baudin, it was also about the money. She and her 13-year-old son traveled all the way from France to view the eclipse.
I want to go to Charleston to see the eclipse, but there are no bedroom to stay in Charleston, so we chose a bedroom here in Fairfield Motel in Winnsboro.
She and her son tried to view the eclipse 2 years ago near Paris, but it was cloudy. So she promised her son they would try and see the next one. They came prepared with dark glasses and, like many here, waited a few hours for the total eclipse.
Your love is like a shadow on me all the time.
Tara Smith and Kira Spring from Pennsylvania anticipated the 2 minutes of darkness with a ukulele. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Winnsboro.
There's nothing I can do, total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, total eclipse of the heart.
I'm glad you...